From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Thursday, June 9th. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
I like food and drink. Wine is the best, of course. And I'm still looking for a young woman, which could be my girlfriend then.
That's Swiss baritone Ruben Drolle, describing, not himself, he assures us, but the part he plays in Spoleto's intimate staging of Mozart's The Magic Flute. Drolle has been giving one of the festival's standout performances as opera's most famous birdcatcher, Papageno. Later in the dispatch, Drolle explains why he spent his first rehearsal feeding birds. But first, the sound of one man dancing.
It's still a journey, you know, it's an hour and 20 minutes on stage, like, bearing your soul and...
and talking.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking.
J'ai bien l'artiste dans New York Times où il disait, it's when movement starts to be awkward that it becomes interesting.
Cédric Andrieux, the show, is a portrait of Cédric Andrieux, the dancer, an idea conceived by French choreographer Jérôme Bell. A mixture of dance and monologue, the show tells Andrieux's story. But it's also a story about the last quarter century of dance. Andrieux admits to being anxious about the non-dancing elements of the show, but he says there are benefits to letting go of that anxiety.
There is no trying to cover up the lack of experience in that, you know, like, I don't have to pretend that I've done Shakespeare everywhere, or like I just really have to be present in the moment. It's actually comfortable to be able not to cover your discomfort, kind of allow yourself to be vulnerable or clumsy, or, you know,
which is compelling.
Seems like it is, yeah.
Cédric Andrieux's solo show opened last night with two more performances tonight and tomorrow night.
They told me, well, you have to feed some birds today. And I said, ah, good. What's that for, you know?
Ruben Drolle's performance as the birdcatcher Papageno in the Spoleto production of Mozart's The Magic Flute has been getting a lot of attention for his voice. His acrobatic take on the part.
I don't know how you say ein Ratschlag. I do a one...
Like a cartwheel kind of?
Yes.
And yes, the birds.
The one is named Magic and the other was named Flute, which I find very cute.
In the 3 weeks before opening night, Drolle spent part of every rehearsal getting used to Magic and Flute and getting the birds used to him. Here Drolle describes his and the birds' first appearance on stage.
Well, first the music starts. Then you hear a flute. Then you see this man in a yellow suit with a bird on his hand and playing his flute and singing. And it's actually the calling of the bird. He comes to, and it comes directly to my hand. People who see it all say, ah, it's so wonderful. I'm just doing it and see that the bird flies to me and eats. And it must be, I haven't seen it from outside.
Your final opportunities to see Ruben Drolle as Papageno in The Magic Flute, playing at the newly renovated Satilli Theater, are tonight and Saturday. We've got video of Drolle in rehearsal, plus interviews with many more Spoleto artists on our website. That's at spoletofest.org. The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. Our student interns are Mackenzie Armstrong and Jeff Yost of the College of Charleston, and Rebecca Hawk and Hunter Hedrick of Davidson College. Artist and staff interviews were conducted and edited by Frank Dominguez, Jeffrey Fryman Wire, Rachel Stewart, Sam Van Halgren, and Jeff Yost. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.